digital world. Every day is game day.
This is
the future of radio in America.
The future of radio.
This is the future of radio.
The future of radio.
Rather extraordinary things.
Cyber Station USA.
100% homeboy. Radix Cube.
To remake the world.
Broadcasting to the universe.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Revolutionizing radio.
This may be one of the greatest moments in history.
This is Cyber Station USA, America's unique online experience. Hello, welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, relax while we enjoy great jazz. Each week we present the music of independent jazz artists, as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. We open the program with our guest, clarinetist Anat Cohen. We were able to chat with her between performances at the 2011 Newport Jazz Festival. Right now you're listening to Sweet Georgia Brown from her CD Clarinet Work, live at the Village Vanguard. With her is Benny Green on piano, Peter Washington on bass, and Louis Nash on drums. Right now, enjoy Anat Cohen. Thank you. To the Jazz Room, Anat Cohen.
Thank you, Joan. It's great to be here.
This is exciting. We're here at the 57th Annual Newport Jazz Festival in Newport, Rhode Island. And thank you for taking just a little bit of time. Tell us what you've just been doing and what's going to happen for you today.
Today? Well, today started with a short rehearsal with Esperanza Spalding, and about 3:50 p.m. we're going to be playing. Esperanza is doing two shows here at Newport today, Saturday and tomorrow, and she invited some of her friends to come play with her, and we all checked out the music and got together quickly to put it together, and it's going to be fabulous.
Now, you, like a lot of musicians, do sort of like the dual thing, just like you were talking about. You go in with your friends and you do the side musician thing, right? And you have your own band?
Right.
And so you do the band leader?
Right.
Right.
I do the band leader thing.
You do the band leader thing and what have you. And so it goes on. Now, tell us a bit about your band leader work and things you've been doing there.
Well, I think basically it's all integrate, because being a side person, a side man, side woman, I get to play music that maybe I wouldn't go and dig into on my own. So it's just great to be able to have other people introduce you to music and make you play it. Because once you play it and you get inside the music, then you really get to learn it and you get to either fall in love with it or not. So when I play with my band, first of all, being a band leader, it's a great thing, and it's also a lot of hassle. So
yes, I know.
It's involved with a lot of business behind the music. But when it comes to the musical part, it really is such an incredible experience, because we get to choose the people we admire, the people that we feel we're comfortable, the people that will make me feel that, okay, I can be myself. And it's the same like any personal encounter. The musicians on stage, you have to feel comfortable to be who you are, and they don't push you to a corner that you feel, okay, I'm pinpointed to a certain thing that I can't get out of. So the musicians I choose to play with are generally those kind of musicians that are open-minded and let me be who I am. So I've been traveling with my band. Basically, my quartet has been for a while now. Jason Linder, fantastic piano player from New York City on piano. And Joe Martin, a great bass player, originally from Pella, Iowa, but lives in New York City, on bass. And Daniel Friedman, a great drummer from New York. So we've been traveling and hanging out, and they're great human beings, and they're fabulous musicians. So
that's important. That's important. That it's family.
Yep.
They become, musicians, we become family.
Absolutely.
Yes, that's what we do. Now, tell us what you're going to be doing tomorrow.
Yep. Now, the other side of everything is the fact that I have two brothers who are my inspiration. My older brother, Yuval, plays the saxophone, and my younger brother, Avishai, plays the trumpet. And tomorrow, here at the Newport Jazz Festival, I get to be a guest with my own brother, with Avishai Cohen, with Avishai Cohen's band. He has a trio called Triveni, and he is an incredible trumpet player and a composer. And he can fit in any style. He can play from straight ahead to the outest music you put him in. And he has been a huge inspiration for me. So I get to play with my brother, whom I admire, and it's going to be so great.
Here's another cut from Anat Cohen's CD, Clarinet Work, Live at the Village Vanguard, called After You've Gone.
Thank you.
the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. You just heard our guest, Anat Cohen, on clarinet, playing After You've Gone from her CD, Clarinet Work, live at the Village Vanguard. We continue now with our interview with Anat. Now, let's go back a little bit. Tell us about getting started in music. And, of course, you say your brother, so obviously it's in the family.
It's definitely in the family and getting started. When you get started, you don't. It's not as a family experience as just you individually on your own with an instrument trying to figure out how to play. But once I went to a conservatory, my two brothers went to the same conservatory in Tel Aviv. I grew up in Israel. So we went to a conservatory who gave us different musical opportunities beside playing in a youth orchestra, in a band. They had interest in jazz, so the first jazz I ever played was in that conservatory, and both my brothers were part of those bands. It was a New Orleans band, and I got to play clarinet, the instrument I started playing first before saxophone, and I got to play the music of New Orleans, which is a great start for jazz.
Yes.
That's where it's coming from. And they also had a big band rehearsal, so I got to eventually pick up the tenor saxophone and start playing big band music. And it really gave me the basic for jazz, because playing the music of New Orleans and playing in a big band, understanding the feel of jazz, understanding phrases, understanding ensemble playing, understanding improvisation, tension and release, question, answer. This whole spirit of jazz, it was really a great start, and my brothers have been a part of it, and they still are a part of it. They're always going to be.
That's
a little bit of the beginning.
That is fabulous. Now, what are some of the highs in your career so far? Or are they still just every time you have one, it's there, right?
You know, I have so much fun on stage that, you know, it's musical situations, they give me so much joy that they always feel like a high.
Yeah.
You know, being on stage with my quartet, you know, being inside the music, getting into this sphere of music and taking the audience with me is a high. Oh, playing in the band when I got to play with Louis Nash and Peter Washington and Benny Green, it was so swinging. It just felt so right. And I just, instead of after a solo stepping out of the stage, I just sat right there in the middle of the stage on the floor and listened to the guys playing, because it just was so fabulous. And then a couple of weeks ago, at the Umbria Jazz Festival, Eddie Palmieri called me to sit in.
Huh? That's great.
And that was definitely a high.
Yeah. Yes. Now tell people how they can find your CDs and learn more about you, please.
Well, anatcohen.com, anatcohen.com. And I have my own record label with my partner, Odette Levary, who is a fantastic musician and a great partner to have. And Anzic Records, which is Anat and Music, A-N-Z-I-C. So anzicrecords.com. So all my CDs are at anzicrecords.com, at the Anzic store, and free shipping worldwide.
Okay.
And go there and get them all.
Yes, well, that's good. Now, what's in the future? What's coming up after the Jazz Festival?
Well,
any new projects? Anything coming up?
The new CD of the Three Coens, with my two brothers.
Oh, that's great.
It's coming up in October, coming out. And we have a great sextet with Aaron Goldberg on piano, Greg Hutchinson on drums, and Matt Penman on bass. And we have the great John Hendricks on a couple of songs. So that's a great, great treat for us.
Just another high coming, right?
You know?
Yeah, it's just another
keep
one
them
coming. Well, thank you, Anat Cohen, for spending time here with us in the Jazz Room.
It's been a great pleasure, John. Thank you so much.
This is the St. Louis Blues from that same album, Clarinet Works, live at the Village Vanguard. Anat Cohen on clarinet. We've come to the end of another show. Thank you for spending time here with us in the Jazz Room. We love hearing from you. You may send your comments and questions through the Jazz Room page of my website, JoanWatsonJones.com. Also, you'll find photos of Anat Cohen at the 2011 Newport Jazz Festival and a link to her website, AnatCohen.com. Until next time, you have been in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.
The opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop-shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archived CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.